Blog Talk Radio.
Never talk to the cops, I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Janet Jackson. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches. I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman. I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with big titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch. Call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer. Then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. Since y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts, to tell you the truth, don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. That pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yo.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
Now look at us.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks, bullshit walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the crap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hose pipe, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking, we out here, we ballin'. And I'm spraying at these rusty niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck, bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks. And that's fucked up, but my hoes down, my cups up. My niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly. But tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm soon shit, young soon shit. I wear truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all
look
bitches.
At you.
Straight up.
Now look at us.
Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Fuck you and your asshole, bitch.
All my niggas live rich as fuck. My nigga little rich as fuck.
And your nigga a hoe.
I don't know if anybody can hear me out there, but this is G-Spot. Fat Man, are you with me?
There we go. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. These damn technical difficulties. Welcome to another show of Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? It is 5 minutes after 5 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was sitting here talking about some breaking news that I was getting in this and in. I've been getting phone calls and stuff and text messages and everything from my from my hospital people out here in Las Vegas, and I don't know if it's true. Now, I don't want to get nothing started and everything, get everybody in a panic, but they're saying that they have a case of Ebola going on in Sunrise Hospital right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? I had some people that was up there at Sunrise Hospital, and they were like, they wasn't really letting anybody in the back. They were taking care of everybody up front, this and the other. You know, the people were walking around in hazmat uniforms and everything like that. You know, the total white uniforms and everything that the hazmats, you know, use, you know what I mean, and everything. So I don't know if it's true and everything, but, you know, this ain't nothing to play with. You know, like I tell everybody, you know, God is real, and he is definitely on his way back. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all think I'm playing, y'all can keep thinking I'm playing. You know what I mean? But like I said, I don't know if this is true or anything like that, but we are talking, the people are telling me and calling me, sending me text messages saying that we do have a case of Ebola going on in Las Vegas, Nevada. I don't know how true that is, but I don't know when you get 5 to 6, 7 people to text message you and call you and tell you, you know, you never know. So that's what's going on right now, the hot topic, what's going on right now and everything. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's been listening to us and rolling with us and everything like that. I know I have one of the hottest DDWs in Las Vegas, Nevada on the line now. G-Spot is definitely in the building. Are you there, sweetie?
I am here. Okay. What the hell?
All right.
That's all I got to say is, what the hell? Son of a bitch.
This is just crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, first off, if you have these healthcare workers that are working closely with patients, why would they be allowed to get out into the public? I just seen an article on one of the news racks. I guess the doctor that works on NBC or CBS in the morning on one of the news shows, I guess she was in contact with some Ebola patients or something, and she possibly could be infected. And she went back to the NBC studios and could have infected the whole news crew.
Right.
Oh, what the fuck? If you know you have the potential virus, why would you go out into the public knowing that you could possibly be infected and could go out and publicly infect more people? I mean, it's so stupid. It's just like, you know, if some of these healthcare workers that go into these isolated rooms and work with tuberculosis patients and work with, you know, patients that have very contagious diseases, they have to glove up, mask up, you know, shields, full body protection and everything else. But if you have the potential to spread that virus or that disease onto somebody else because you had to work in close contact with that person, then there should be a quarantine period for everybody who has become come in contact with some of these people. You know what I mean? There has to be a quarantine period where these healthcare workers are saying, okay, you go home, you stay at home, don't come in contact with other people for a period of 2 weeks or 3 weeks until we make sure that you don't develop any of the symptoms. You know what I mean? This is crazy. Just crazy. But, you know, I tell my kids, if we start getting hit within here, they're staying home. I'm not sending them to school. Fuck that. I'm not going to put my kids through that shit.
You know, I've had several parents call me and tell me that they're thinking about taking their kids out of school, homeschooling them, things like that stuff, because they can't take that chance of, you know, someone passing it. I mean, because once you breathe on a person, then you pass that to your child, you pass that to everybody. This is contagious.
Well, according to the CDC, it has to be fluid contact. You know, it has to be bodily fluid contact. It's not airborne. According to them, it's not airborne. It has to be bodily fluid contact.
Okay,
but
then if that's the case, that means that everybody has to drink out of your cup or something like that.
It has to be bodily fluid contact is what it, you know, if you have an open wound, if somebody sneezes in your face, you know, that could, you know, the spit, the saliva, you know, urine, feces, of course, blood, you know, all of that, semen, that's all bodily fluids. And, you know, it can be transmitted through bodily fluids. But, you know, still, I mean, Tam, if you know you've been in contact and you've been, you know, in a quarantine area with a patient who has Ebola, you've come in contact with their bodily fluids, even though you're gloved up and everything else, you've still been in contact.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you still got to be careful. You could still contract the virus and not even know it. So no matter how safe you are, double gloving or whatever, you can still potentially be infected. So, yeah, it's stupid.
It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So just make sure y'all start being careful of what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? You got to start being careful because, like I said, it's a lot of stuff going on. You may not know what's going on, but if you're a God-fearing person or anything, you will know what's going on, and it's just coming out right in front of us, right in front of our eyes.
I guess hunting season in Vegas is officially over.
yeah, all that snuggling and shit and this and the other thing, you know what I'm saying?
Swapping skin is no longer allowed.
right, you know what I mean? So I'm like, wow, okay then, you know what I'm saying? It's 5:12, 12 minutes after 5 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? And tonight's topic, I'm gonna let Gina talk about tonight's topic. Go ahead, sweetie.
Well, tonight's topic, we're going to talk about BDSM, we're going to talk about S&M, fetish, and role play. And I sent you a little text, I don't know if you saw it. But I sent you a little text saying, you know, I kind of like that shit. I've seen it.
You was like, you know, you got your paddles and your floggers and things like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I ain't mad at you. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that I've been sitting here coming to realize, and this and the other. You know, we got a lot of shit going on, this Ebola and all this shit. Life is too damn short.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I know for a fact myself, I know I've been sitting around and down in the dumps and this, that, and the other and filling my feelings and all of that shit. And I came to the studio today and got on the computer and this, that, and the other and got on my Facebook and all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And just looking at certain things, certain people, certain shit that I've missed out on, because I'm going through this shit, life is too short. I got to get the fuck up out of here and everything.
I
keep
telling you that, but you don't fucking listen to me.
I talk that shit all the time. Yeah, of course
life
not.
Is too
of course
you start to be miserable. You already know.
Yeah.
You know what? If you got to live your day every day worrying about what people think, what people say, you know, worrying about, you know, the stupidest shit, you're going to be miserable. Fuck it. Live each day like it's your fucking last. You know what I mean? Enjoy life. Appreciate the little things. Tell people that you love them. You know, give off good vibes so you get good vibes. Don't let people bring you down. It's like, you know, I've been going through some shit, too, the last couple of days. You know, somebody that I was involved with that I should have never been involved with is kind of like just hounding me, and it's just, you know, I don't got time for that bullshit. I really don't. I tried to be as nice as I could and, you know, spare feelings and all that other shit, but I don't got time for that mess. I don't. I really don't. I don't do messy. You know me.
Okay.
I don't do messy.
Right.
So, you know, just fuck all that shit.
Did he fall in love? Did he fall in love or...
You know, I don't know what I did. I don't know. We won't get into all of that.
That's that S&M shit you put down there. What'd you do? You tied him up or something like that? She's like, yeah, you have to flog me. I've been bad and everything. And that's what we're talking about tonight.
Ooh,
you know,
baby.
Yeah, role play, dominatrix and everything like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all stay tuned because I've heard of this and this and the other. Just, you know, ain't really got into it. But like I said, I'm about to start living because I look at it like this, you know, I'm sitting at the house and I'm sulking or whatever the fuck I'm going through and whoever the fuck I'm going through it with or got it on my mind and I'm going through it with, they not thinking about or going through what the fuck I'm going through. They're going on with their life.
They're going on with their own damn lives, and they could give two shits about what the fuck you're going through your head.
But then again.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then again, all that glitters ain't gold. So every motherfucker that call themselves, you know, every motherfucker that call themselves, you know, call themselves stepping their game up, it has to be done visually. It has to be done visually. Because it's kind of like you see a motherfucker and it's kind of like, okay, then you ever dated somebody and then turn around and look at them and go, what the fuck did I date you for?
Exactly, yes. And that's what I was dealing with this weekend. Thank you.
It was like, what the fuck was I thinking? I guess the pussy was good.
No, you know what? And this is another thing. Don't boast about your shit if you really ain't all that. You know what I mean? Please.
Yeah.
Don't boast about your shit if you really ain't all that.
We've always said that on here on Pillow Talk Radio. Don't talk shit because there's somebody else that can talk shit more than you, and you need to back up what the fuck you're saying because, trust me, women these days, fellas, they talk and they connect, and Las Vegas is very, very, very small. It goes in a complete circle. So it's like, you know, watch what you say, watch who you deal with, this, that, and the other, and everything like that. So if you are talking a lot of shit and can't back it up or whatever, fuck. Make sure you either wear her ass out so if she do go back, she like, well, shit, he woke me the fuck out and this, that, and the other and everything like that there. You know what I mean? So, because, trust me, it is written in books that a woman only needs. Well, listen and wait for it, fellas. It is written in books that a woman only needs 2 inches to receive an orgasm. I think that's bullshit, but who am I to question physics and science and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yes, we need to start living. I need to start getting out living more and everything like that. People, we need to watch who we get in these relationships with, and that's just real shit, you know what I'm saying? Because people fall in love, and it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? Well, sometimes you got to be blunt with people and let them know where you're coming from.
See, and that's fun for me to do.
When it comes to
intimate relationships, mm-hmm. I tend to try and spare the other person's feelings because I don't want to hurt anybody and I don't want to be hurt. So I tend not to be as blunt as I should be. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of difficult for me. And I'm trying to learn to be a little bit more, you know, out there. If I feel something, I try really hard to just say it now. You know, I try not to hold back, but you know, it's still difficult because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't want to be a cause for somebody to be upset or hurt or, you know, heartbroken or anything like that. That's never my intention. You know what I mean? That's bad karma right there.
And people, please learn that. In situations like this, is what me and Gina are talking about. Me and G Spot are talking about. These same people that we're dealing with, they're going to come back again because they're going to need
mm-hmm.
us for something and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stop burning your bridges and shit like that there. Stop talking shit about a person and this and the other because you're going to come back. Make sure when you do talk shit about a person, your shit is in order. You shouldn't be doing it anyway, but your shit is in order to where you don't need nobody, but everybody needs somebody sometime. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell, Dean Martin made a song about that shit. You know what I'm saying? But everybody needs somebody sometime. That's true. That's trio shit. And don't get me wrong, people. I'm learning a lot myself. I'll be 46 in December. It's a lot of shit that I'm learning and this, that, and the other. And one thing that I'm learning is people don't think like me. And that's kind of hard to grasp because it's kind of like it's self-explanatory. This is, you know, you don't buy this shit from a store. This is self-explanatory. This is everyday sense. People don't use everyday sense. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, it gets to the point to where we have to walk away from some things, gets to the point to where we have to sit people down and really tell them how we're feeling or this, that, and the other. Sometimes it is best not to say nothing at all. Just leave them the fuck alone and go about your business because they may not understand. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
That's just
let's cut to the good shit, because we can't get all mushy on this show tonight. Because every time we get into this shit, we never cover our topic like we were supposed to.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And starting next week, people, we will be back to our 2-hour slot and this and the other. You know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Because I see the hour slot. You know, a lot of times I cut the show short because a lot of times y'all duck out. Y'all duck in and listen to see what the topic is and this and the other. But other than that, y'all duck out. We had a 323 number up in here. We got 702 in the building. You know what I'm saying? It's we got a caller waiting in queue right now. I don't know if they're listening or they're just waiting in queue and everything like that. But like we said, tonight's topic is about BDSM,
S&M,
fetish and role play. All right, now, if anybody is out there experiencing any of this, you know what I'm saying, we want to hear from you. Hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. If you're involved in BDSM, S&M, fetish, role play, dominatrix, but all of that, you know what I'm saying? Flogging a motherfucker, whooping his ass, all of that shit. Missing me to call us because
I want to
hear I want to hear some of these stories. You know what I'm saying? And I told that a friend of mine asked me, well, what's the show gonna be about today? And I was like, well, we doing BDSM, and she was like, oh, I like that shit. I was like, oh, really? Oh.
And the thing I'm saying is, it's the person that you least expect is the freakiest person out of the whole group. It's the one that you least expect.
I can't get nobody to tie me up and shit like that. I can't get nobody to tie me up. I can't get nobody, you know what I'm saying, to fight me.
If that's all you want, Big Daddy, I'll come tie your ass up and beat the fucking shit out of your ass.
I don't want to get tied up and robbed and left in the house and shit like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah.
No, you know what? It's funny. Yeah, it's funny, but personally, I am a very dominant person. I have a very dominant personality. I don't know where that came from, but I do. I might be the Scorpio in me. I don't know what it is, but I do have a very dominant personality. And when it comes to lovemaking and it comes to sex, I tend to be a little aggressive. And for the most part, most guys like it. They like it. You know, if in the middle we're, you know, going at it and I just turn around and slap them on the face really quick, and that kind of wakes them up and says, what the fuck just happened to me? But okay, I like it, you know. But you know, it's just something that ignites something in me to turn me on. If I can take control and be aggressive, you know, just an example, if the guy wants to touch me and at that moment I don't want to be touched, I'll just get his hands and throw them away and say, no, don't touch me. And they kind of like do the double take, like, oh shit. And I'll do what I want. And they're like, you know, holy crap. Legacy.
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Hold on, let me stop you right there. So let me stop you right there. So a man has to know who he's dealing with to understand to get this vibe. Because let's back it up, because you said, you just made a statement. You said, well, yeah, you know, if such and such and such, and he touches you, and you tell him, don't touch me, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Now, you got to understand, we take that as, well, why the fuck I can't touch you, and this and the other.
I'm talking in the effect of, if I'm with somebody that I've already, you know, been with a few times, and I've kind of let them know that I am dominatrix like that. I mean, of course not. But the first night you sleep with them, you know, you're right away, you're smacking the shit out of them or telling them to beat you with a flogger or something. They're like, no, you can't just pop that shit on people like that. You know what I mean? This ain't the fucking Green Door and it ain't the fucking Red Rooster. We ain't just going to just, you know, do that shit on the first date. Right. You know what I mean? Right. It takes time to build up to that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, most of the time, once you let them know that, you know, yeah, I like to be, you know, my hair pulled a certain way, or I like to be smacked on the ass, or even choked a little, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Hey, you know what? Somebody Somebody asked me to jump to one night, and I kind of looked at them like, ooh, I don't know. And this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got big ass man hands and shit. You know what I'm saying? If I put my hands around your throat and bust a nut at the same time, I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Now, a question that I want to ask you, as you being an aggressive woman, is that having an aggressive woman or having a freak for a woman, should a man test his boundaries? Just like you said, you know, sometimes you like to be slapped. Some men are afraid to slap their woman because they figure she's going to get upset. So should we push the letter sometimes?
You know, sometimes you need to be open and honest and just ask. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to ask. Depends on the person. It depends on the atmosphere. It depends on the mood. It depends on your relationship status. You know what I mean? If you just, you know, pop her one in the middle of sex, and then she's like, what the fuck? If she turns around and beats you with the fucking flogger upside the head or something, the handle of it or whatever, then, you know, you did wrong. But, you know, for the most part, if you're at this stage where you're now letting your inner freak come out, and, you know, you're doing role play, or, you know, you like a little bondage, or you like to be flogged, or, you know, the fetishes start revealing themselves, then, you know, I think it's fair enough to say if you're letting that stuff slowly come out, then it's time to sit down and have that talk and say, you know what, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, you know, let's experiment with this, how do you feel about that? You know what I mean?
Right.
So you do definitely have to be honest and open as to what you like, what you enjoy, what you like to give. You know what I mean? You can't just, you know, spring that shit on people. You know, in the past, I've gotten to the point where, you know, if I'm with somebody and the first couple of times, you know, sex is, you know, traditional sex, you know, nothing too freaky or whatever like that. And then the first time I do anything a little, you know, out there, they're like, holy shit, where the fuck did that come from? And then I tell them, you know, I'm sorry, you know, you know, this person, but I also enjoy this. I like, you know, to be flogged. You know, I like a little nipple torture, you know, or whatever the case may be that I like, you know, then I kind of ease them into it because I don't want to just, you know, think that they're going to be able to tie my ass up and, you know, have my ankles and my wrists tied at the same time and just do whatever the fuck they want to do. I mean, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just, that's not the way it works. But you do got to ease people into stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah, okay. All right. All righty. Yes, we have to ease people in sometimes. And this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, like she said, fellas, sometimes, okay, so then that, once again, we're back to communication. So it's all about communicating and finding out what that person likes, wants, needs, wants to do, this, that, and the other, find out if they're freaky or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You have to communicate with your mate. Now, for people out there that goes on definition and things like that, the word fetish derives from the French word fettuccine. It looks like fettuccine. I don't think so. Fenici, you know what I'm saying? So it comes from a Portuguese felicio spell, which in turn derives from a Latin factus, artificial, or factory, to mate. A fetish is an object believed to have supernatural powers. Oh boy. Or in particular.
Well, yeah, that was what fetish meant way back in the day, but nowadays it's completely different. In other words, back in the day, a rock, they could. The fetish was that the rock had a spirit to it, and that you could communicate with it, or you adore it like a god, or, you know, something like that. Now, you know, nowadays a fetish can be as simple as something that gives you sexual gratification. You know, like I have a friend of mine who has a nail fetish. He was tortured as a child by his babysitter. His babysitter would tickle him, torture tickle. So growing up, he became very, you know, that was his thing. He loved long nails on women. And so
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Just to expound on what she that trivia, you like to be picked on this shit. But hold on, check this out. I'm fine. I'm looking up this shit. And yeah, they have sexual fetishisms. All right, aquaphilia. I don't know what how the hell this is. I can't pronounce some of these words. Atosianophilia, cropophilia, cross dressing, erotic erotic lactation, erotic spanking, exhibition, medical fetish, whatever the fuck that is, paraphilic infantism, which is an adult baby, pregnancy, smoking, tickling, total enclosure, travestism, whatever the fuck, tight lactating.
Right. Yeah, and I heard about that. There's some people that get extremely sexually gratified by watching a woman lactate, by the milk coming out of her breast. That is something erotic to them and sexually, you know, satisfying. You know, like I said, my friend, he has a true nail fetish, and he has shared pictures of women tying up men's feet and tying them up and just tickle torturing them with their long nails. And this dude will get off on just pictures of women's nails. So, yeah, I mean, and then there's some people that have foot fetishes. There's some people that, like furries, like dressing up like animals and having sex in these furry costumes. And it's sexually arousing to them. You know, it was so funny. My kids and I, one day we were in the bus. My car broke down. We took the bus to school. And there's a guy sitting in the far back of the bus. And he has this teddy bear that's life size. I mean, this thing is huge. It's like, I don't know, 5 feet, 6 feet tall. The bear and him are sitting on the seat. And the dude is caressing the bear, whispering in its ear, nuzzling with it. I mean, just full-blown having a conversation, just like if it was his girlfriend and the girlfriend was talking right back to him. I was like, wow. And my son was, I think, like 13 at the time. He's like, Mom, what the hell? The guy's crazy. I said, well, he thinks it's his girlfriend. I don't know what to tell you, sweetie. But, you know, it was crazy. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many different fetishes out there. I know of another person who is so aroused by watching a woman urinate.
Okay.
And it's just very arousing to them. It's like they can get a hard on and just, you know, just by watching a person pee. So there's a lot of fetishes out there, which also winds up tying into role play. You know, role play as like furries and people dressing in medical scrubs and nursing uniforms, doctor uniforms with the stethoscopes and everything else because they have that fetish and it's a turn on. You know, then you start getting into like the bondage and people being strapped down to beds and gagged or blindfolded and stuff because that's sexually arousing to them. So, I mean, it all kind of ties in. You know, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that get off on a lot of freaky shit, and you would never know that they do. I mean, I was approached by in California when I lived in California. I was approached by a businessman who was like a VP of a bank or something down on Hill Street, Hill and Spring, or down there in downtown LA. And this guy offered to pay me $1,000 to dominate him and discipline him. And if he swore to me, no sex involved. I just need to be humiliated and dominated. So he basically wanted me to, you know, put on the heels and the fishnets and dress the whole dominatrix thing and beat his ass and tell him he's a dog and he ain't worth shit and make him lick my shoes and do all that other shit, you know. And this dude, he wanted to pay me $1,000 just to do that. I'm like, no. Back then, I was like, now I think about shit. I wait them, light them up.
Right. Wow. Well, listen, we got a caller from area code 702-7413. Yo, what's going on? You got Fat Man and G-Spot, Pillow Talk Radio. Who is this?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Larry Welcome back.
Oh. What's going on,
I miss you guys.
Well, we back.
Yeah,
we're back.
What your fetishes?
Oh, wow. You don't want to hear my freaky side. Oh, wow. Let me tell you. I used to have a girl, my ex-wife, and every time we used to have sex, I used to tell her bite my nipple. Squeeze
her. Right.
I used to tell her twist them.
There you go.
And
yeah, I mean,
have,
you know, every person has that one button that needs to get pushed, and that's their button that's going to make them just go over the top. You know, like I like a little bit of a nipple torture. I own my own nipple clamps, but you know, I've also, you know, those plastic laundry clothes pins from like the 99-cent store, not the wooden ones, because the wooden ones hurt too much, but the plastic ones, those are a little bit of a turn on. Not just on me, but on my partner. I mean, hell yeah, I've tortured. It can be a big turn on. But you know, nipple torture is something big. It's not just, you know, here and there. Everybody likes a little nipple torture, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We did. Everybody likes a little torture. Everybody likes to get, you know, spanked or something like that, or smacked on the ass and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just like you said, you have to be in tune with who you're dealing with.
And Larry told his wife that that's what he liked and that's what he wanted. So, you know, when you are able to communicate like that and tell the person that you're with, this is what I like, this is what I want you to do, you know, then, you know, sometimes they don't have that in them, and they're not into it, and then, you know, it sucks, but, you know, you work around it and you build up to that, or, you know, it might take some time, but, you know, you just got to keep talking about it.
Like I said, a lot of women don't know my freaky side. I'm just not letting it out.
There you go.
Oh, well.
The freaks come out at night. Sunday
at 5:00
on Pillow Talk.
Without a doubt. All right, Larry, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
Love you, Larry.
You know, so, yeah, that's what she said. You know, the freaks come out at night and everything, you know what I mean? But like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bit, dominated and things like that. It's just that, you know, you have to know where your boundaries are. And some of y'all women, y'all think y'all could take that shit outside the bedroom. But it's like, you ain't going to be talking to me crazy in front of everybody and this and the other just because we did that shit in the bedroom. I mean, you know, that's how a lot of y'all women get beat up and shit like that, because y'all figure y'all could go out in the street and talk to us crazy like that. And it's like, no, you can only talk to me crazy like that in the bedroom and this and the other. This is role play. The world is over.
Exactly.
You know, we've seen and scene. Okay, that means the role is over. The scene is done and everything like that. We could go back to our own selves and everything. Watch what you say to me because you're talking crazy.
Right. And that's fine if you want to take it out of the bedroom. But you got to be discreet about that stuff. You know, to me, there's nothing more erotic and more sensual than if you just kind of lean into your man and you tell him, hey, baby, when we get home, both balls are going in my mouth and are going to be swirled around, you know, and just like out of the blue, just like whatever, like he's fixing the damn car or he's chopping the onions and you just walk up to him out of the blue and you just tell him something like that in his ear. He's going to like drop the knife, the onion's going to fly out of his hand. He's going to say, holy shit, you know what I mean? Because you just piqued his interest and you just made his little pee-pee go, woo!
right, exactly. So, you know, so ladies, take notes, you know what I mean? Because I like a woman who can express herself. I like a woman who's going to take a step forward and tell me those type of things and stuff like that there. But you got to, you know, but you got to be a complete woman. You know, you can't be no half-ass woman and this, that, and the other, because I need somebody that can handle me and be able to tell me no. And you know what I'm saying? And I can understand what she's talking about. Yeah, you can take it outside of the room, but then again, it turns into a respect thing. You ladies, you got to realize that a lot of men, especially older men out here, that's trying to be respectful of you and what you do, who you are, how you was raised, and all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So don't always think that, you know, a man is trying to be up under you and all of that shit and everything like that. You know, role playing can be a respectful role playing. It's just on a lot of people don't know how to play. You know, if you understand where I'm coming from, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all make sure that y'all play nice. Play nice.
play nice until you can play dirty.
right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Play nice until you can play dirty. You know what I'm saying? You got a Fat Man of G-Spot up in here. So, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, my mind is something went total blank and this and the other. I'm trying to read and do shit and everything like that. So, boy. So what type of advice would you give somebody who's never experienced this shit before?
You definitely want to start slow. You know, if you've seen it but you've never experienced it, something you might want to try. Definitely get some, go online, do your research, read about it, you know, make sure it's something you really want to try. You know, if you really want, you've seen it in the movies or whatever and you want to experience it, but you're not quite sure if that's really your thing, you know, ease into it, read on it, get educated. Make sure that the person that you're going to experience this with, you can trust, first off. Because you definitely don't want to tell this dude, hey, can you strap me down to the bed and fuck my ass, you know, or whatever. Or, you know, can you do this or can you do that? And then the motherfucker walks out and leaves your ass strapped to the fucking bed. And
Exactly.
Bloody murder for somebody to come
right.
and untie you. And the paramedics show up and your butt
that's
ass naked inside
of
the bed.
That's what I'm talking about. It's this, you know, you be to tie my ass to the bed and be to rob me and shit and left me all up in the house. And it's the other. Butt ass naked and shit at the bed.
And also you got to definitely always be safe. You know,
right.
Safe sex no matter what. Use a condom, use protection, always, no matter what the situation is, always use protection. You know, make sure that the person that you are going to be experiencing this stuff with, you know, that they are on the same page when it comes to all of that because, you know, some people are dirty out there. Some people, you know, take things to a different level and think that it's okay to, you know, take advantage of a situation like that and do other stupid shit, you know. And, you know, you got to just make sure that you're, you know, with the person that you can completely trust, you know, not just with your body, but, you know, your dignity, your you know, whatever. You want to make sure that this person ain't going to strap your ass to a fucking bed or, you know, put you in a swing and tie you up and gag you and then start taking pictures of your ass and putting them out on fucking Facebook or something. You know what I mean?
Right,
careful who you're doing it with and what you're doing it with. You know, there's a lot of people who could care less, and they'll go to the fucking Green Door, the Red Roots, they'll go to some of these swinger clubs and stuff like that and lay it all out there. And they could give two shits who knows and who sees them there. You know, you walk into one of these places just to go check it out, and you see Tom, Dick, and Harry from The Office, you know, getting their ass beat and tied to a wall with a gag ball in their mouth and fucking, you know, getting fucked in the ass by somebody or a chick with a strap on or who knows what, you know what I mean? So, you know, just watch your surroundings, make sure that you trust the person that you're with and you when you do want to experiment with some of this stuff, you just, you know, be safe about it no matter what.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot going on. You know what I mean? And like I said, sometimes you got to get in where you fit in. Everybody don't think everybody going to roll to your music, step to your groove. You know what I'm saying? So y'all just, you know, you have to make sure that you're connected. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Exactly.
So,
and if you're with somebody who really is not into that, don't push it. Do not push the issue. And if you feel that you need that in your life and the other person is not willing to, you know, experiment with this stuff, then maybe it's time you think about moving on because you're just going to wind up being sexually frustrated and miserable because you want to do all this stuff and you want to be adventurous and you want to experience all this stuff, but the person that you're with doesn't. So are you willing to put all of your, you know, your wants and needs to one side and conform to their way of living and their way of having sex? Because in the long run, all that's going to wind up happening is if you can't do it at home and experience that stuff at home with your partner, you're going to wind up going to the fucking Green Door or to some swinger club and going and having this experience with somebody else, you know, sooner or later, because it's going to build up and you're going to really have that on your mind like 24/7. I want to experience this. I want to do this. I want to do that. So, you know, that's another thing. Communicate. And if you really think that your partner is not willing to try anything, you know, you don't want to force them to do it. You don't want to make them feel ashamed or humiliated in any way, shape, or form. You know, then you really got to start thinking, is it worth it? Do I really need that experience? Do I want to,
right,
you know, make them conform to my way of thinking or my lifestyle or the way I live or experience life? You know, so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of do's and don'ts, and you got to really communicate with the person that you're with.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's the key is communication. You know
always
what I mean? I got to talk. I got to talk and everything. You know what I mean? Because you never know that person that you're talking to and not talking to, or your mate probably wants the same things that you want.
Exactly.
Just say it differently.
Exactly.
They
just might not
want
to say it because they're ashamed, or they don't know how you're going to react, so they don't say anything to you. So, you know, you got to really be open and honest. You got to talk about these things.
Right, right, right. Because, you know, if you don't say nothing, you know, she's probably thinking the same thing you're thinking. Or, you know, like I said, you have to tell her. You have to tell her. Don't always assume. Well, I thought you knew. You know I'm a freak. No, no, I don't. You got to tell me. Tell me what you want. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
Drew Hill made a song like that. Tell me what you want. Y'all can play the song, but
right,
you can't remember you can't remember what the lyrics mean. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all talk to each other and tell each other what you want. If you want a nigga, if you want a motherfucker to choke your ass, tell her, choke the fuck out of me and shit while you hit this pussy and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you like to get smacked on the ass and you like to get spanked, or, you know what I'm saying, your titties pulled, I don't know, whatever floats your boat, but you got to tell a person what's floating your boat, you know what I'm saying? I know I do, but it just seems like, I guess I'm too blind or whatever the hell it is, and just said the other, and it's like, okay, I got to find me a freaky motherfucker, because, you know, I'm not getting bit, I'm not, you know, you're not talking to me, you're not giving me no feedback, you know what I'm saying? You got to give men feedback, ladies, just like women, y'all want a man to tell you, how was it? Was it this? Was it that? Yeah, okay, then, well, tell me the same motherfucker made me. You'd be surprised what may happen if you talk to me. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing, you know what I'm saying? Talking, things like that. Men, if you're not getting an erection, make sure you take time to look at your woman's body. Sometimes you have to slow your woman down and just go lay there. Let me look at you. Let me look at you for a while, and things like that. To get that, you know, because these men, we deal with a lot of stuff. You know, with me, you know, I take a lot of medication every day. Now I'm talking to all my people out there that's on, you know, with the heart medication and this, that, and the other, the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, things like that. You know, a lot of times we men have to take a lot of that shit and everything, and when it comes down to sex, we can't rise to the occasion. Why? Because we're full of potassium and all of this shit and this and the other. It ain't really went through our system yet. So, ladies, don't be thinking that, you know, if your man takes a lot of medication and things like that because of his weight, his size, his heart, or whatever the hell, stop thinking that he's out fucking around. That's the medication that's not letting him get an erection and everything.
Right, and there's the whole thing of communication again. Like, I've shared this experience in the past. You know, my ex was suffering with ED, erectile dysfunction, and it was mental. It wasn't physical. It wasn't because of the medication. It had a little bit to do with the medication, but he had a past mm-hmm. drug problem. You know, he had other things that were going on in his life, depression and whatnot. But, you know, we, you know, talked about it enough to where, you know, I explained to him that I could almost bet that it was mental. And we did the test, and sure enough, you know, we were able to achieve erections and maintain erections by simple, you know, communication and and experimenting with different things, such as, you know, distracting, you know, the mind from the moment, and, you know, redirecting his attention to something else, and, you know, things like that. You got to be patient. You just got to be patient with, you know, your mate, you know, whether it's, you know, erectile dysfunction, whether it's depression, whether, you know, whatever the case may be, you got to be more patient with the people that you're involved with, you know. But then, you know, that's if you're in a relationship. If you're just hitting it and quitting it, you know, fuck it. Have fun. Have a great time. Be safe.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, have a good time. Be safe. Drive safely. Put on your seatbelt. All that good shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is, it's 551 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you guys want to get in on this topic, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810.
I was
going to
say, what the hell?
I'm batting 1,000 tonight, boy. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So y'all make sure y'all hit us up. We're going to pay some bills, y'all. We'll be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio live from Las Vegas, y'all.
Never talk to the cops. I don't speak pig Latin.
Young Clem, we in here. 5 o'clock in the morning. It might be 3 though.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight. I might marry. Gone off the Belvian throne. It's too scary, baby. Yeah. Have whatever you like. It's too fairy. Yeah. I do anything to leave it a night. What you share? I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. You know I do. I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. You know I do. I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. You know I do. I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Look, I'm talking about what it is, what it do. Homegirl ain't got a clue. If I get you open, all the things that I would do to you. Smack it up, flip it down, weigh it up, break it down. Lean you to your side, yeah, and ask you who's your daddy now. Gotta even open your eyes, know what you're looking at. And I ain't have to open my eyes when I was cooking that. Guess it was love at first sight, eye contact. Remember the night we first met, I caught a contact. Let's see my ride or die. It's us against the world. You know we both hustling, so hustling is our world. Something must have had too much to drink. I'm in my G mode. So all the ladies repeat after me, cause it's a G code. Promise if I get locked, you come and pay my bond. If you hear some plotting on me, you ring the alarm. And every time you get to me, it's gonna be the bomb. And in these unlucky streets, you gon' be my lucky charm. I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Off the Belvian throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like. It's too fairy. I do anything to leave it at night. What you share? I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. You know I do. I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. You know I do. I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Man, that voice so cold, get him a blanket. Promise to treat this game ideal. Honor the code, not bring drama to mama's peephole. Life's a but she's the only love that I know. Oh. So let a day after the I do's, let's do Mercedes. Let's tie the knot, let's grab us a pot, let's make a baby. Looking back, I don't know who threw this bouquet to me, but I walk down this aisle faithfully. Cut that cake for me. I, Jay-Z, take this unlawful lady to have in the hole, into the task force role, to hug her every corner till I get ash from the cold. Only to love a master fortune, too much cash for me to fold. Fold under pressure, I would never, ever, ever, ever. Your secrets I treasure, for better or worse, you'll always be my first love. To death do its part, pull the hurts up, my first cup.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Gone off the Belvian throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it a night, what you share? I said I do, I do, I do, I do,
do,
I do.
I said, I do.
Yeah.
Please put away the cameras, cause we just in a club getting MC hammered. And God forbid we ever trade our wisdom for the glamour. And I know I'm just a boy that a woman can make a man of. So make me one, I know that you can make me one. I just want a woman that looks 30 when she's 81. Please don't give it all away, I hope that you can save me some. The more they pass their heart around, the more jaded that they become. But this one's special, so I make sure that my suit will fit. The one my daddy wore in June of 85, I'm too legit. I'm just trying to get her in the mood and have her doing all the things she'd only do when she get married. So let's do this. Tell the reverend all we're missing is his blessing. Cause before she popped up, she need me to pop the question. So we exchange vows, they clap, we take a bow. And she'll be doing tricks for daddy when we take it to the house.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Going off the belly and throne, it's too scary. Baby, you can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it a night, what you share. I said I do. You know I do. I do.
Nothing's more attractive than a heavy praying woman. I too for him when those and them been defecating on me. Her with sense of heaven and him when him Andre Omen. Baby, I'm here. Blame it on Bill. Crazy, I tell you all of this in the middle of a club where words tend to get thrown around lightly, like love. And friend. And rock star, and so's a genius, so him vow to never utter him do unless him mean it. Her proud like her mother, and woo, mom is sweet, so you just know that juice of fruit ain't gonna fall too far from tree. So if we ever whoop the whoop, I want all that bleep to bleep on this nasty carpet, Bixby fresh on one knee. Say you do, I do, so we can flow the fire here in this hot air balloon. Let's put a baby butterfly up in your little cocoon. And maybe 20, 30 hour baby, she'll be nerdy, make the whole club swoon.
She'll love book and cook and look just like you. And when she's done being young, she'll dress like you. We'll call her Love 22. She'll tote her 22. The laser version.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? Yeah, it's your boy Fat Man back up in here, of course, with my co-host G-Spot Gina. Is definitely in the building, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? And tonight we were talking about, our topic tonight was about bondage and S&M and BDSB and BBWs and XYZ and MLPs, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so just a big shout out to all the people that's got a little freak in them and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? Freaks move in silence, you know what I'm saying? They really don't broadcast what they do, you know? You know when you're dealing with a freak
unless
when they...
Unless you're G-spotting on Pillow Talk.
You know, freaks move in silence. You know, you never know what a freak gonna do and this and the other, you know? They'll tell you a couple of times and then they'll be like, yeah, all right then, you know what I'm saying? Because we're more or less like, I can show you better than I can tell you. We're not gonna keep talking about this and hashing this over and all the damn time, you know what I'm saying? Everything, but... if you're out there and you're, like you said, and you're trying to put some spice into your relationship, things like that, like we said, first of all, you need to communicate, but, you know, because you can't spring all of this freakness on somebody all at one time. They may not be able to handle it. They may not be able to handle your freak level. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to give it to them, like, you know, you have to spoon feed them and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you're dealing with somebody, when a person can go into a room and take control of a situation or take control of what's going on and this and the other, because we men are always out to make sure that the woman is pleasured. You know what I'm saying? It's a different feeling when a woman is out to make sure that the man is pleasured.
Whole totally different scenario.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because,
and I've gotten that shock look on their faces before where it's like, you know, I want to be in control and I want to take over because I'm a pleaser. That's who I am. That's just in my nature. And so I've gotten the look like, holy shit, what the fuck just happened to me? Wait a minute. They're like, hold on a second. I'm supposed to be doing my thing, and why are you taking over? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to, like, that communication has to be in place. It just has to be in place. And, you know, the more you let them know, you know, this is me and this is, you know, how I am and what I like to do. So, you know, I hope you can deal with that. Then, you know, everything goes good.
Yeah, you know, every man wants an aggressive, take charge type of woman that can go into the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? I know people have been shocked at some of the stuff that I've been posting on my Facebook wall and this and the other. And it's like, people, y'all can't get shocked because a man is telling you that he likes to eat pussy or this and the other or anything like that there. But if you hear from somebody else, it's like, oh, that's expected. But if you hear from either me or G-Spot or something like that, you're more or less like, oh, why are you posting that up? I get people to hit me up and go, what's going on with you today? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just embracing my inner freak. There's nothing going on with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you guys know because on Facebook, I don't post none of those pictures or any comments or anything like that. I guess because of, you know, due to what I do in this industry, things like that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, women get hounded enough on Facebook for pussy and all of that shit, and then motherfuckers sending dick pics and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, you know, you want to come with a different approach. It's just that lately I've been like on, you know, on that fuck it type shit because it's like, yo, you know, you ain't going to know unless I tell you, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is this, sometimes, you know, hell, a picture can say 1,000 words.
Right.
You know what I mean? A picture can say 1,000 words, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so this is why, you know, we post pictures. This is why we talk freely. This is why we have these shows and everything like that. We're going to start doing some things more one-on-one type shows. We're putting together some things now to where you guys can start coming out and joining the show and being online with us and things like that and joining in the conversation with a few drinks and some cheese and crackers or something like that, you know what I mean, and everything. So, you know, you guys just stay tuned and everything. So, Gina, is there something about this that we did not cover?
No, I think we kind of covered it all. I mean, you know, maybe next time we'll bring in one of our experts. Maybe we, you know what we need to have back on the show is Nikki. Nikki, our sex educator.
Our
we need
coach.
To have her back. Yeah,
yes,
sex
yes.
coach. We need to do a live remote from one of these toy stores is what we need
yes,
to do. We need
do.
To,
yes,
you know, play with some dildos and some vibrators
yes,
and some,
do.
You know.
Yes, we need to put that. We need to definitely put that together, you know what I'm saying? So I broadcast it from out of these. And if anybody out there got a toy shop, toy store, or, you know, doing their own toy thing, you know, you can hit me and Gina up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, or hit us up at on our Pillow Talk Radio page, you know, on Facebook, and let us know. We would come and love to do a live remote from your spot, your location, and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and come in and do the damn thing, you know what I mean? So.
My birthday's coming up, so anybody out there that you know, does, like, passion parties or, you know, any toy lingerie parties and stuff like that, my birthday's coming up. You know, I'm already going to be scheduling a tattoo party with a few of my girls, but, you know, hey, we could always have a little sex toy party and, you know, add it into the mix. And I'm sure Fat Man will be all up in that shit.
Oh yeah. You know, I'll find a sitter for that type of shit. And it's sitting there. You know, I got, because I'm gonna be right down in the front row. I want to see it go down. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be double fisting dildos.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Shit, if she squirted, I wanted to land on my pants leg. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. That way I walk out like, yeah, see, you know. Shit, I'd be the folded that shit up and put it like Monica Lewinsky did when she sucked the president's dick and came on her dress. She put that motherfucker up. She was like, I got to put this up.
Nasty ass.
You know what I'm saying? I got to put this up. I got to preserve this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if any of you ladies out there trying to preserve the jewels or the juices and things like that, yeah, without a doubt, I'm going to be in the front row. So if you're a squirter, you know what I'm saying? You do them freaky things and stuff like that. Trust me, I'll be there to cheer you on. I will be your cheering section. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, you think I'm at the Super Bowl, I'll be making so much noise, huh? You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? But like we said, y'all, you know, we're gonna start holding some stuff in some of these locations and everything like that. I know, Gina, you guys made a post about the LVPPW. Are you guys recruiting? Are you guys in recruiting again?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anybody interested in becoming an official member of LVPPW, go on our Facebook page, our group page, and then click on the About section, which is the cover photo at the top. Just click on that, and it'll give you the instructions on how to become an official member. The second Sunday of November, we're going to have our meeting. We try and have monthly meetings. So the admins and I get together and we have a meeting once a month and discuss, you know, future events or, you know, planning different things or, you know, just have our girl talk or whatever. So anybody that's interested in becoming an official member and will be able to come to all of our meetings and have input and be, you know, come in free to all of our events and, you know, be an active participant in LVPPW, please hit up any one of our admins, myself, Luana Terlizzi, Paula Sullivan, Debbie Rivera, Susan Pittman. Hit us up on Facebook and let us know that you're interested, and, you know, we'll definitely have you come out to one of our meetings and experience what it is that we do to get involved in the community and promote size acceptance and, you know, just support our fellow BBWs and BHMs.
Right. So you guys make sure to go to the page, like the page, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, find out what's going on. These are one of the local social groups, you know what I'm saying. They get out and network and do things for a lot of the charities around Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying. So you guys make sure that you get out and make sure that you network with G-Spot and the LVPPWs, all right? You know what I'm saying? And I know that you guys got together on the artist showcase.
We're discussing it right now. The anybody out there that has a hookup on a distribution company, that is my goal, is to, you know, like I told the artists that were at the event the other night. I've also announced it, you know, in other arenas, that the artist showcase that I plan on for LVPPW to host, there will be an entry fee to get you on stage. It'll be a minimal fee. It'll be probably about 50. You get on, you do your, you know, 15-20 minute scene, and then you are going to be competing for a prize at the end of the show. The winner of that prize will, you know, take away either, you know, a cash prize or some type of distribution deal, which is my goal. You know, these artists are struggling, they're hungry, they need, you know, to get signed, they need support, you know, so anything that I can do to assist in that process is, you know, my goal. So I'm talking to a few people, and we're looking to possibly get the winner of the contest a distribution deal so they can distribute their album, you know. And so that's the main goal. But we're working on it little by little.
Right.
And then most likely we'll probably be in the middle I'm sorry, the beginning to mid New Year. So hopefully, you know, springtime we'll do the artist showcase, because I would like it to be a daytime outdoors type event, you know, if possible. Like a real concert,
right.
You know, like in a park or, you know, an outdoor venue. So that's the goal. We'll see, you know, nothing's set in stone. You know, if there's people out there that are club promoters or DJs or, you know, record companies or label companies, please, you know, hit me up. Let me know what you got to offer, how you can help me and how I can help you. And, you know, we'll sit down and chit-chat about it.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you hit her up, you know what I'm saying? But you know me, I got to play devil's advocate and this, that, and the other. That's cool. She's going to put together a distribution deal. If a lot of you artists is about your grind and on top of your game, like you say so, you can do your own distribution deal at your own kitchen table. The way that you can put a CD together these days now is cost less than a dollar, but we're going out and we're paying disc makers and people like that to press up our CDs and this, that, and the other. All you need is a professional sound. This is one thing that I've learned about being a professional chef. It's not about the cookware, your sponsorship and everything. It's about what you put on that plate, your presentation, what the end result of your product tastes like. So in your case,
right.
What
and
your
I,
end
I
result.
Agree. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
What's your end result
parts,
of what your product is going to sound like, you know what I'm saying, and
right.
Everything like that there. So with technology,
and I agree.
These days,
anybody
yeah.
can do that. Anybody can distribute their own stuff. They can do their own you know, album covers. They can do their own CD covers. They can do all of that. But
mm-hmm.
being that this is a competition, and the ultimate goal is to have that top dog, that top winner, say,
yeah.
okay, he beat out over all of these artists. Why not give him a distribution deal and put out a
yeah.
certain amount of CDs for this
right.
guy? Print them up, us print them out, and let's do it for this artist. You know, that's a compliment to their accomplishment. You know what I mean? So,
amen.
You know, like
amen.
You said, anybody can do it and do it from their kitchen table. But wouldn't it be nice to be recognized and awarded for
okay.
your you know, your talent and your professionalism and, you know, your hunger in the game, you know, that's the ultimate, you know. It doesn't really matter if you can do it for a dollar a cover or a dollar a disc. It's the idea of, you know, now you're being rewarded for winning this competition because you went up against so many artists who are as talented, if not, you know, equally talented. You know, but you know, you won the ultimate prize. So you know, something that we got to talk about, and we'll plan on, and you know, we'll figure it all out. Right now, it's just you know, it's out there. I'm you know, taking calls, and let's see what people have to offer. How many people want to get in on this, and you know, what they're gonna do for us. You know, that's what it's all about, because we have the goal. We know what we want to do for these artists, and you know, we need to see who wants to be involved and who's going to help us, you know, achieve this goal.
Right, exactly. So everybody make sure that you hit Gina up. If you can bring something to the table, you can add something, you know, to the sauce and this and the other. You know, it's just all about making moves right now. You know what I mean? It's about promoting
right.
yourself. You know, artists need to stay promoting themselves and this, that, and the other. You know, invest in yourself sometime. You know, Facebook guarantees you so much this, that, and the other and everything like as far as them promoting you. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes take some of that money, you know, before you go buy that ounce of kush to, you know, to slang in the neighborhood, and invest $20 in Facebook that's going to promote you for $5 a day. That's just a week. That's $5 a day. To push yourself
right.
and to get those likes, to get people out, get other people hearing your music, not just everybody in Las Vegas. You want people to hear your music around the world. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? I've been fortunate enough to be blessed with the gift of gab, and I can talk my way. I've learned, coming from the West Coast, when people told me that I couldn't do it, I created an avenue so I could do it. They told me I would never get on the radio, so I found an internet radio station. You know, I was on FM radio out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but it was an AM station out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but I was worldwide on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, it's all about what you do with it. You know, it's, that's like she said, you know, I can give it to you, but what you going to do with it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, you know, you guys got to, you know, we all have to step our game up, you know, because I'm you know, I'm back to my BS, and it's said the other, and everybody else need to be back to their BS too, you know what I'm saying? Because life is too short, and tomorrow is not promised to anyone, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so make
right.
sure you live it to the fullest. Make sure you live it to the fullest. Make sure you push it to the letter. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, take a chance. I even have to learn sometimes. Sometimes I have to remind myself, yeah, I need to take a chance. I need to take a chance on life. People don't, you don't get millionaires by holding on to their money. They took a gamble at one time. They took a chance. They put all their shit up on the table. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to do that with our careers. Sometimes we have to do that just with life alone to move forward. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all.
Right.
The
thing of it is you are your own brand. You are your best
right.
manager. You are your best promoter. You are your best everything. And you
right.
as an artist, or you as a model or an actress or whatever the case may be, if you're not out there actively promoting yourself and actively managing yourself and managing your business, because you are your own business, then, you know, don't cry when shit's not getting done. Because if you're not actively a participant in your own, you know, upcoming events or your albums or your singles that you're bringing out or whatever, if you're not actively promoting yourself and doing stuff for yourself, then there's nobody to blame but yourself. You know,
yourself.
Like
yeah.
I said,
you
are your own brand. Represent yourself.
Right.
You know, watch what
That's
you
right.
do. Watch who you, like I tell my artists, I tell them all the time, watch who you're collaborating with.
Uh-huh.
Don't be the person that you're being cummed up on.
Right.
If somebody's coming up on you, then you have no business being in that studio. You come up on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're on the come up. Don't let anybody
right.
come up on you.
Right.
You know, because you get into the thing where, you know, your homie down the street wants to collaborate and get he wants to get in the studio with you. Well, guess what? Your homie is not as talented as you. He doesn't sound as good as you. And
right.
you just put out a track that's pretty fucked up because you're the best thing on there. And
yeah,
your
right.
shit doesn't come in, out until the end of the track. But they heard
right.
your homie the whole, you know, first,
oh, the whole,
you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And
yeah.
now nobody wants to listen to that shit because you're at the end of the song and he's in the beginning and it sounds like crap. So you
yeah,
got to be on the
true.
Come up all the time. And like I tell him, you're not thirsty. You're hungry, but you're not thirsty. Watch the gigs that you're booking. Pay attention who's on the lineup. Who's going ahead of you? Who's going to be there? Who's going to be in the audience? Pay attention. Ask questions. You know, don't just assume that it's a stage and a microphone and, you know, it's all going to be good because you don't know what you're going to get caught up in.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So pay attention to that shit.
That is definitely true. That is definitely true. Baby, you got some shout-outs?
Yes, I do. My brother in New York, Sean Montgomery, he's not feeling well. So I really
okay.
want to ask everybody to send your prayers and your love out to him because, you know, he just went back to New York from Vegas. He was here for a few days and, you know, was here helping us out with our events. And we love him dearly, so we want to wish him well. My really good friend, Jeff, who's, you know, battling with Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's been struggling for a couple years. He just had his, he just had some glands removed. And so now he is going to have another 6 treatments of chemo. So we want to wish him all the best. My friend Chris and Callie, who's still, you know, doing her thing, going through her chemo. You know, she's a survivor. She's fighting it. She's, you know, doing her thing. So I just want to wish them all the best. To my girls that went out this weekend with me, my friends, I wanted to thank them. LBPPW, all the girls were out and about this Saturday. We were out at the BBW Club with Juanita. And, you know, Debbie, Paula, Susan, Bonnie, Amy, Pam, Vicky, Candy, everybody that was out there. It was a great time. Everybody had a good time. Pete, I want to shout him out. He was my date for the evening, so we had a really good time. You know, just wanted to shout everybody out, and I'm glad to see that Juanita was not feeling well. She couldn't come to my event because she couldn't really move around too well, but last night she was looking really good, so I'm glad that she's feeling much better.
Good, that's good, that's good. Big shout out to everybody that was out last night and this and the other, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just all about, we're getting close to the holiday season and everything, so I know everybody will be getting with their families and this and the other. I know LVPPW will be putting on some events and getting with their families, you know what I'm saying. Of course, I'll be getting with my family, so we'll probably be going on hiatus the 1st of December, and we'll be back the 1st of the year. And everything with the new format, new everything, you know what I'm saying? We're looking at stepping our game up and trying to get on another internet network and things like that. So, you know, we got a lot of stuff planned. You know, big shout out to everybody that's just been rolling with us. You know what I'm saying? It's too many of y'all to name, and y'all know my memory is bad. So, you know what I mean? Y'all know I got a bad memory, and this and the other. But shout out to the LVPPWs, everybody. Everybody, I'm sitting here looking at the pictures now. Everybody was out at BBW Club Las Vegas last night, you know what I'm saying, at the Red Label. So, you know, happy Halloween, you know what I'm saying. You make sure that you go out and have a good time with your kids, you know what I'm saying. And y'all remember, Halloween is for the kids, not for the grown-ups and everything. Next grown motherfucker I get coming to my door trick-or-treating and everything, I'm going to cut their ass. I'm putting them up the street with these hollow points chasing their ass and everything. You know what I mean? So make sure you it's for the kids. Have fun with your kids. You know what I'm saying? Because like we say, y'all, as much as going on in the world, tomorrow is not promised to no one.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, but Fat Man, G-Spot, I don't know where Miss Lauren Cakes is, but you know what I'm saying? I hope you do it good, babe. You know what I'm saying? I hope we'll hear from you soon. For Fat Man G-Spot, y'all, that's it. It's a wrap. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.
Woo! Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kick most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down, sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you putting all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Baby, you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, huh? Bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine.